The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience, Dr. Dave's devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches there's a time to laugh. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use, probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? You'll have to ask the Lord. Also, Bible trivia for fake, and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk love with you, so here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there, here it is. Here's a great one. Ooh, really good one. Ready? Like a bag of garbage on our backs, how much regret do we carry around? Ooh, bazinga. Like a bag of garbage on our backs, how much regret do we carry around? Wow. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. All you got to do is reach out to us and give us a call. That's 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. When you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob is like spending time relaxing and chillaxing.
Aww,
that's so nice.
That's always nice.
Isn't that nice? You're just like, yeah, I'm just chilling. I'm just chilling. What is it? Chilling like a villain? Is that
yep,
the thing?
Yep, chilling okay. Like a villain.
Okay, I'm just sitting here. Blah, 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 blah. Every once in a while, it's great to be a blah.
Yep. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday to you, my friend. Here we go. If you've got something that you want to share, even if you got a comment to what kind of regrets are you carrying around, and really, here's a secondary question. Why aren't you throwing it out? Okay, that's a whole secondary thing. But listen, if you want to reach out to us, you can call us. You can also text us. That's right, live during the show. So right now, it is 11:35 in Diego, San Diego. It is 1:35 right here in Dallas. It is 2:35 into Motor City, Detroit. It's a completely different time on other planets because I don't have a clock and I'm not there. But the bottom line is you can reach out to us and call us. Like we said, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Non-professional voice coming up now.
214-210-8483.
There you go. Additionally, if you want to reach out to us, you can send an email. That's good, too. Very safe, by the way. David@hemustincrease.org. D-A-V-I-D, David. At, so the A thing with the goofy circle around it. He must increase for John 3:30. He must increase, I must decrease, .org, because we're a nonprofit entity. David@hemustincrease.org. You can email us. You can do any of those things to reach out to us. If you've got a prayer request, bring it. What do you mean, bring it? Bring it. Let's pray about it. We're having this attitude about 2024. Expect more in 2024. Let's bring it. Let's petition the Lord. Let's seek. Let's ask. It's a great idea. If you've got a praise report, it's just sitting there. The Lord's blessed you. He's given you something. It's awesome. When you share it with others, it strengthens you to hear it again, and it also blesses others to hear it and reminds people that God is active, and you know he's active. So it's just a blessing for those people. There's many different things that we do. One of the things that we're going to be doing is we'll be doing a Bible trivia in a little bit. I do want to bring up a couple of things. One, quickly to remind you that the receipts have officially, technically, all gone out for the giving on 2023. If it was sent to your email, if it's sent by mail, you'll know, but not for a couple of days. If it's sent to email, my encouragement, if you gave, is to check your email first. Check the spam box. Double check. Make sure it didn't get stuck there. Additionally, if there's any problems or anything, or you didn't get one, don't hesitate to reach out. We will get it taken care of. But we are a little bit early. That's not just because I'm OCD, ACD, ESP, and all those other ESPNs and all that, whatever. It's just because I had to get it done. I don't know. I can't. Yes, they dropped me on my head, and yes, they used medicine on me that they didn't know what it did, and here I am. But then again, you're listening to the show, so what does that say about you? What? So that's for receipts. Additionally, I want to make people aware that we are going to create a resource page. So Jeanette sent me gave me some information. She's one of our listeners about a Bible study she's been following on YouTube. So here's the thing. There are many of you that have sent me materials like this. She's been following the Brandon Robbins ministry on YouTube, and it's a way for her to get a better handle on Bible study. I also know that Joanne and Cordelia have great access to Bible study from their church, as well as everybody else in their churches. So what I'm thinking is, too many people all over the place like that, let's create a resource page that lists somewhere on the website different things for help people do Bible studies. It's going to take a little while to put it all together, but because of all the stuff that I've been receiving, I think it's a great idea. So just keep that in mind as well. We're going to create a resource page. If your church, your ministry is doing some kind of resource, we want to put it on there. It's just going to have the name and a link. It's not going to do anything else. It's not really anything other than for us to encourage other people to participate in other ministries, and for maybe you come across something that really helps you grasp the Word of God better. We love it. We want that to be a part of your life. That's a big part of everything we do. So we're 100% in on that. With all that being said, you better sit down, because this is sit down teaching. This is because if you're standing, you're going to fall over. That's why. We're in 2 Corinthians. We're in chapter 12. We're technically at verse 5, but just to let you know, okay? I'm just letting you know. We're going to back it up to verse 3-ish and go all the way down to verse 5, and then you're going to hear some teachings that maybe you haven't quite heard before. I don't know. I haven't taught it at this length yet, so we shall see. Verse 3 of 2 Corinthians 12 says this: I don't know that this man, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know, but God knows, was caught up into paradise. The things he heard were too sacred for words, things that man is not permitted to tell. Verse 5, I will boast about such a man, but I will not boast about myself except in my weakness. Even if I wanted to boast, I would not be a fool, because I would be speaking the truth, but I refrain, so no one will credit me with more than he sees in me or hears in me, or with these surpassing great revelations. Let's back it up to verse 5, where Paul goes, I will boast about such a man, but I will not boast about myself. Paul is making a reference to his own out-of-body experience. What? Yes. He had an out-of-body experience. What do you mean? Go back up to verse 2. You'll see what he's saying. Just making it super easy. He said, I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago was caught up into the third heaven, whether it was in the body or of the body. I do not know, but God knows. He's talking about himself. But let's understand something. He aims to clarify that he's not boasting about himself, but merely recounting an event that happened to him. I think it's critical that you hear what I'm going to say. God performs unique, miraculous acts for us and with us and towards us because he loves us. And it's not an opportunity for some person to claim some kind of superiority in Christian maturity. In fact, when the Lord does something absolutely bonkers, you know it's bonkers, and it's never because you're super righteous. It's only because of what he's doing and what he's coordinating. And so true Christian maturity would yield and say, I'm just receiving what the Lord is doing. And that's Paul's whole premise, which I find it amazing because there's a whole group of spiritualists in Christianity that are like, see, Paul did it, I can do it. And so I just want to say, oh, so because it's in the Bible and Paul did it, you can do it. That means that you get to be beat 3 times with 30, 40 stripes minus one. You get to be shipwrecked. You get to be all those things because you know what happened to Paul, it should happen to you. You see how goofy that becomes? So here's what I'm trying to tell you. Paul had this unique experience. The dude is writing a major portion of Holy Writ, and God takes him to a new place. I mean, all you got to do is think of John writing the book of Revelation and read Revelation and think, man, I can't believe all the stuff that guy saw, right? And so in that, you have to understand, Paul's like going, okay, so there's this guy I know. Okay, it's me, but I'm not really saying it's me because whether he was in the body or out of the body, I don't even know. Here's what I'm going to tell you. I don't know. All I know is that whatever was happening, and I received it. So stop thinking when God does something totally awesome for you, it's because you are the special one. Stop that. It's because God is the special one. And that we're a part of that, and we get to be connected to that. And just because he doesn't want anybody to kind of go off on a tangent, Paul continues to talk about it. He goes, I'll boast about such a man, but I won't boast about myself except in my weakness. Even if I wanted to boast, I would not be a fool because I would be speaking the truth. But I refrain so no one will credit me with more than he sees in me or hears from me. What does that mean? Paul emphasizes this point by stating he doesn't want anybody to credit him with more than he deserves because of something he hears, sees, or because of some surpassing great revelation. I've got to tell you this, and you must hear me. This is crucial, as many teachers of the gospel, many people who lead and direct and teach, receive profound insights from the Lord, and they share them, okay? These insights are not a result of their brilliance. They are a result of grace. There's no reason for pride in these, because without God's gift, these insights would not exist. And that's what Paul is saying. Here's a guy that arguably is getting pretty good dose of revelation, pretty good dose of illumination, pretty good dose of inspiration, all true. And he's telling people, okay, look, you can't be crediting me with this because I'm just giving you what I'm getting. And that's the fact. The fact is, it's amazing how God uses certain vessels and communicates really outstanding and bizarre and powerful truths. And you look at the vessel and you go, eh. Like, I don't know. Right? Except he used a donkey to rebuke a prophet, which should tell you and I everything we need to know. And so when the Lord shows you something or gives you something, it's an indication of his love and his grace and his mercy, not your superiority or not your brilliance or any of that other stuff. And all of those things are received. They're not deserved. Even if you do, and you are commanded to, study to show yourself approved unto God, there are things the Lord may connect for you that nobody else is connecting. You might be going, wow, I've never seen that. Wow, that's awesome. But what a blessing. But you got it because God is a giver. You got it because God is gracious. Do you know sometimes when you're praying, have you ever noticed this? This is just one of those things I want to share. Sometimes when you're praying, you'll get an insight while you're praying about something you studied before that you weren't really even thinking about. And it's like while you're praying and you're like, oh, hey, I never thought of that. And this thought comes in and it's like really profound. And so I believe that's the Lord going, hey, how about this gem? Isn't that nice? That's the grace. That's the mercy. That's the kindness. When you open up that book, that's the Lord going, looky here. Look what I got for you. I've got you some food. It's not just hamburgers. It's not just steak. It's not just milk. Sometimes it's chocolate cake. That's right. Chocolate cake in the Word of God. That's right. I made that connection. Sometimes we just want the chocolate cake from the Lord. It just tastes so good. The whole point I'm trying to make is this. Paul spends this whole verse section here, about 5 verses going, okay, had this massive thing happen, totally cool. It's not because I'm brilliant. It's not because I'm better than anybody else. I'm not going to let anybody credit me for something I didn't do. God was doing it. It's phenomenal, and I'm sharing it, and that's all I got. And that's how it should be for us. Get it? Okay. All right, let's take a deep breath. All right, here we go. Get ready for your trivia question. We just taught about this on Tuesday, so I'm hoping people remember. In the second multiplication, how many baskets were full of loaves and fish? How many were left over in the second feeding? Not the 5,000, but the 4,000. How many baskets were left over? Is it 7 baskets, 12 baskets, or 3 baskets? Is it 7 baskets, 12 baskets, or 3 baskets? Okay? So I'm going to give you your reference point because I want to make sure everybody knows it and kind of stays on track with it. Your reference point in that is going to be Matthew chapter 15. What'd I say? I said Matthew chapter 15. What'd I say? I said Matthew chapter 15. It's third verse 34 through 37. Matthew 15, 34 through 37. And so here's what you got to think. Remember, there's a couple of these. This is the second feeding on the 4. How many? This is the 4. I think it's the 4. Should be the 4. How many basketfuls were left over? Please check. Please don't just guess. Please know. No, that's a good recovery, Joanne. All right, somebody's ready. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
Oh, this is the baker who made a chocolate cake for you.
That's what I want to hear. Sometimes the chocolate cake is so good. Hey, did you hear that caller who called from Canada to say that they were one of the people you'd be praying for?
No.
Yeah, see, if you listen to the whole show, Samson, I'm just giving you a hard time. He called in and said, I'm one of those people that Samson's going to be praying for. So that was just a spot on thing that you brought up.
Good.
Isn't that a blessing?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, my friend, here we go. I'll set it up for you. You hit it out of the park. Chocolate cake all over again. In the second multiplication, which would be the 4,000, how many baskets full of loaves and fishes were left? Was it 7?
There was 7.
It was 7. That's right. You didn't even let me finish my multiple choices. 7.
Well, because I have a prayer request. So
ah, okay. So you want to cut into the? I gotcha. That's a good idea. That's a good way to do that. I think that's smart.
I really, really need a prayer for my wife because she's having a terrible, terrible headache and also like a ear pain. Kind of seems like she's having a sinuses.
Oh, yeah, Noel goes through that.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
please pray with me for her immediate healing.
What's your wife's
from
name?
This pain.
What's your wife's name? Can you tell? Huh?
Jen.
All right, let me pray for her, and for you, and for you to also be a comfort for her. Let's do that real quickly. But the answer was 7. That was a good job, brother. All right, let's pray right now. Father, we come before you right now. We thank you. We praise you. We worship you. We adore you. First, we thank our God. Hallelujah, Lord. You are awesome. You are so powerful and so merciful. So we lift up Jen to you. She's having a hard time, Lord. It's not just the headache, but there's that pressure in the head. If it's connected to sinuses, Lord, you know, I know, because of Noel, it's just, it's very difficult, very painful, very discomforting, very disrupting. And so what we're asking for, Lord, is healing power to come from you through the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Because it is in the name of Jesus that we find healing. It is in the name of Jesus that there is healing for our infirmities. And it's by his stripes that we are healed. And that's what your word declares. And we stand in the word of God, and we ask you to bring healing power into Jen's life and bring a comfort to her and give our brother Samson all the wisdom to be the best husband he can be while she's going through it. But let him operate with faith and confidence of your deliverance and your power. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. We received that.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Good job.
Thank you, brother.
You're welcome. Don't forget chocolate cake. Never forget chocolate cake.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, bro.
Okay. Thank you, brother. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, now I do have to send you up to the website because I didn't do that before, and I'm going to send you up to the website because I don't want to get a pink ping pong ball thrown at me. It's very simple on the website. You can check stuff out. We got to figure out this resource page because I'm not going to just collect everything and do it. I'm going to probably have somebody else collect the information, so we're going to kind of work on that. Give me a little bit to figure out how to approach it. In the meantime, on the website, I don't know if you know this or not, but there is information for you if you want to get a bumper sticker, if you want to get brochures. We don't have some kind of requirement that says you've got to put away or give away this many brochures. You just have it. And if the Lord puts it on your heart to give it to somebody, you give it to them. But you got to ask us for it in order for us to get them to you, and it doesn't cost you anything. We send it out. Aunt Deb takes care of that. So that stuff's on the website, plus the opportunity to give, which we feel is a very important thing to advance the ministry. Proverbs 3:9, honor the Lord with your wealth and with your first fruits of all your produce. We believe that's accurate and true, and we believe everybody should participate in that. Check everything out on the website, hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
Hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
Hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
Hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
Hemustincrease.org.
Hemustincrease.org.
I was just saying that when I drove in today. That's amazing. How did that happen? I was saying that exact same thing, only maybe a little bit different. Okay. Did you like that one? only maybe just a little bit
Sure
you did. That's like that commercial, you guys. Let's see how old you guys are. Ready? Remember this commercial? It's Libby the Kid. That's Billy the Kid spelled sideways. Sorta. See, that's a
I don't remember that.
Yeah, that's a way before your time. Way before your time. Back to the Word of God, because we love the Word of God. Let's keep it simple. Here it is, and this is what Paul says, and I'm not going to let people go off on this. I'm going to keep it straight where it says. Paul says this. He says, but I refrain so no one will credit me with more than what he sees in me or hears from me or with the surpassing great revelations. Oh, Paul's getting surpassing great revelations. So, to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan, to torment me. Now stop. You cannot believe how much stuff is about this. The apostles transitioning this section, this is my opinion, into something that's greatly misunderstood. He knows he's getting great revelation. He has been getting great things. But in order to keep him humble, the Lord has given him a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan. And there are a ton of conclusions that have been drawn from what this is. From incomplete healing that Paul received from his eye, which would be totally bizarre because that means God healed him incompletely, or all the way to his celibacy because the Pharisee group he was in required marriage. And it's like, well, that doesn't make sense. So how does that all work? And it's like, it doesn't say any of that. Stop injecting. I don't care what the notes say. Okay? We follow the Torah, not the Talmud. You understand? We follow what the Word says. What does the Word say? Let's see. So to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan, to torment me. That's what it says. And so it states it was a messenger from Satan, a demon that kept bothering him. And it's like, it's all it says. Why are we adding to that? You think, well, how does that work? I don't know. What I know is Paul's like going, this is a drag. I don't like this. And people are like, well, it can't be a messenger from Satan. That's exactly what it says. Why are we changing that? So in my attitude, and you won't believe, I've heard a solid five different, you know, theories and everybody's proof for it. Here's my proof for it. Ready? So to keep me from being conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. That's what he said. I'm going with that. Why? Because I think Paul knew what he was writing. Call me crazy. The idea behind this is that Paul wasn't in a position where he was could receive all this revelation and not get knocked down a peg or two. Because he was getting some serious stuff. And the Lord needed to keep him in the right place. I'm going to find out next week that he petitions for it to go away and God says, no. It's like, okay. That's what he says. All right, so we'll deal with that later on. Get ready. That's going to be a lot of fun. If you're in San Diego, we want you to hang out. If you're in Detroit, we want you to hang out. All you got to do is go to hemusincrease.org. Click on the Listen Live button. If you're with us in Dallas right now, hang out with us. We're going to take a short break and then come back. And believe me, there's a lot more to go. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Do you know how you keep going? Do you know how you keep putting one foot in front of the other? Do you know how you don't give up? Do you know how you don't quit even though you want to quit? You fix your eyes on Jesus. You see with God. When Peter went out of that boat and stepped on that water, there is no natural principle in the world, in any normal universe, that would allow Peter to walk on water. But he did one thing well. He looked at Jesus. And as he was looking at Jesus, the Bible says he walked on the water. He looked at his situation, just focusing at Jesus. Then he took his eyes off of Jesus, and he saw the winds and the waves, and he sank. He lost the correct attitude when he stopped seeing with Jesus in the picture. Whatever you see, whatever you face, whatever you encounter, do not see it or face it in the natural. For we walk by faith and not by sight. So everything you see, you must insert the picture of Jesus.
The David Spoon Experience.